summer to the coldest phases. All I wanna know, my lady. When the car's down and the heart frowns, can I still call you baby? Lately, I've been feeling all the ways I miss you. But on the real, you don't come in my life at the perfect timing. Hope that we can make this daily, but maybe we're crazy.
Hi there. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC Vancouver campus located on the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Hunkaminim-speaking Musqueam people. We honor the ancestral and ongoing care for this land by the host nations. Media practices are often rooted in white gaze, and we recognize that it is our responsibility to shift our approach and move towards radical empathy. While we broadcast from UBC Vancouver campus, our listenership extends to the unceded lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations and beyond. We encourage you to check out native-land.ca, that is native-land.ca, to learn more about whose land and territory you live and work on or may be visiting. Thank you.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19-inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
Looking for an audioscape to put your mind at ease? Landscapes by Dune is a musical journey through sampling and field recording. From the busy streets of Toronto to BC's picturesque landscapes, the Belgian artist recorded an array of sounds during his travels across Canada. Landscapes will be released on Pop Qatari Records Bandcamp on December 8th and will be available on all streaming platforms on December 15th. For more information, check out at Dune as Dune on Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud.
Keep you warm, a little vice will keep you calm, a little voice to soothe your soul. A little song to keep you warm, a little vice will keep you calm, a little voice to soothe your soul. Circle, sometimes Jeffy circle, smoke trees, relax and breathe, clear your mental. Petals, don't pick off the petals, let the roses bloom right through you. Ooh. I take a little piece of herb and a little piece of love everywhere I go. Ease my mind, cool me down till I'm calm.
energy, good vibes around me. No earthly things could ever satisfy me. I need a love so secure and pure. That's the only thing that sets me free. A little song to keep you warm. A little vibe to keep you calm. A little voice to soothe your soul. A little song to keep you warm. A little vibe to keep you calm. A little voice to soothe your soul. And let me heal you.
Melody. Melody, mellow me out. Jealous, they got jealousy. They cannot figure me out. Some people feel rain and the others get wet. Open your eyes and look within. Are you the change or do you fit the mold? It was IMDDP and Milifty. I brought Manuka, she THC. Took me to cloud nine, made me soar. We went up for a while about how our uncle's rats got got a book to book, me as the boss now. But she had all the bad things round me. I feel good, good.
A little song to keep you warm. A little vibe to keep you calm. A little voice to soothe your soul. A little song to keep you warm. A little vibe to keep you calm. A little voice to soothe your soul. Said I am DDB, featuring the Seiko. Giving you jazz from the soul.
Scatone,
scatone.
You
are
you
a little voice to keep you warm. A little vibe to keep you calm.
Listening to Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. I got a little carried away myself into the music. I just was very much feeling it, you know. It's like it just kind of inspired me. I feel like this is only February 13th, but it feels, at least in the sunshine today, it felt like a nice, crisp, smooth spring day. And listen, so this is Off the Beaten Path. Thanks for tuning in. If you've never tuned in Off the Beaten Path, you're in for a treat. What we like to do here is we like to talk about, you know, kind of what's going on here in BC, what's going on here in the Northern Hemisphere, what's going on here in the globe, what's going on in, you know, with some funny stories that are happening. Like, what are people doing? Like, just kind of how are people moving through this space that we have? And we do this from the unceded Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh territories here from the most western part of the Lower Mainland, UBC's campus at CITR Studios. Now, if you are a listener of CITR or like a casual listener, or if you are a regular listener, you will have known that we have just finished up the fund drive, but that does not mean that you cannot donate to CITR, that you cannot continue to give just because the designated week is up. Listen, you can go to CITR.ca. You can donate. You can look up Fund Drive. You can look up Fund Drive on Twitter or on Instagram or TikTok, and you can see all of the amazing programming, not only that people have put together specifically for the Fund Drive, but you can see kind of what CITR does with the money, what CITR does with the support that you give, but also you can see all of the performances and hosts and everything that they've done over the past week and a half, and all the hard work that the staff has done here to put some programming together. You can see what the end of the Fun Drive party look like on Saturday so that you don't miss out next year when you decide to give your time or your money to CITR? But listen, we got a lot of new music for you today. Got a lot of old music for you today because I do this every week, but I want to play some good music. I feel like this past week, let me talk a little bit about me. You know, this past week has been a pretty good week for me. You know, one thing that I really wish that I had on these shows or have is like, you know, one of those kind of soundboards. Cause I feel like sometimes you just want to give yourself a round of applause. Like today, I finally received kind of like the last email from IRCC. Now, if you're familiar with that acronym and you've had to deal with them before, then you will sympathize and empathize with me. And if you don't know, then you don't know. You know, you're not one of those ones that need to know. Anyways, so I feel like I got my last email from them, and I should just be waiting for the things that I need. So that was like a nice and positive day, part of my day. Finished a book yesterday that I really liked, The Martian Chronicles. Listen, if you have ever read it, it's just an old Ray Bradbury book, but I quite liked it so much I had to read about it. You know, just one of those just like small little accomplishments. I feel like I'm having a pretty good week. What else has gone on? What else has gone on this week? Oh, saw a nice show, TK Maiza, last Friday. It was a really good show. We'll play some of her music on here. Her music on here today. And then she's a Zimbabwean artist who comes from LA. We had a show at the Biltmore. I like going to the Biltmore to see shows because I feel like between the Biltmore and, you know, what's that, the Imperial, like the next step up, and then the Imperial to like the Vogue, and then Vogue to Commodore. Like, I feel like for me, the Biltmore is like, you know, people are still figuring out their act and they're still performing them, you know, like that before they feel like it gets a little bit more formula. And it's just really nice to go and see an artist really just kind of, you know, just them and a DJ just kind of work in the crowd. And it was really nice. It's always nice when I go to see shows at the Biltmore, because every time I go to see a show at the Biltmore, there's definitely people who are bigger fans of the person than I am. And it is nice, you know, on this show, we talk a lot about just kind of putting down very simple joys. And that's not one of those things that I like to put down. When I go to a show, I want everybody to feel like as good as possible. So it's when I come back on the radio show, then I have to start hating on people. But anyways, that was good. What I saw, a movie. I saw All of Us Strangers. That was a good movie. It made me, it was just like a very slow but good pace, interesting movie, you know, like that. And I can appreciate something like that because I find that it's really hard to make a slow movie good and have like a nice, good beat and pace, and then also keep you off balance all the way to the end and make you cry sometimes. So I thought that was good. But listen, I got some new music for you. Listen to the books, the shows, the movies I suggest. I feel like I've got good taste. I feel like if you would like it. It's not like, you know, I'm not going to ever say like my taste is the best, because obviously everything is subjective. And I think there's a lot of things that I like that are absolutely trash. But I find that when I make suggestions, they're often pretty good. So, and also, you know, this is like, it's like we're friends. I wouldn't steer you wrong. And when we get back, we're going to talk about somebody who would.
Selling a weather. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Prostitute. night stripperella. Says she flirt with her boyfriend, bridging him up money and bling, so she go bed with him. Catch disease, now it started spreading. She start to seek penicillin, she's dying. Mercy please, for life she begging. When she hears her to the mark, she heading. Says she broke out at the age of 7, strip dancing before she reached 11. One man can't satisfy her, she needs more wood for the fire. Sex price getting higher, and more money she require. Oh, score and land she desire. So from the prostitution work she won't retire. Flames and fire, sun is full, burn the flesh, seller and the buyer. Says she want a man to take her to the movies, then another set to buy her pearls and rubies. Says she no care about cuts and bruises, that's just the way she chooses. Says she needs a man to bring her autumn, summer, winter, spring cash. Carnival splash and sing cash. New hairstyle, nails and bling cash. She's doing business, just bring cash. One man can't satisfy her, she needs more wood for the fire. The sex price getting higher, some more money she require. Oh, scoring land she desire. So from the prostitution work she won't retire. Flames and fire, burn the sex seller on the fire. Says she buy her bleaching cream to get well broad. Plus her chicken feel so she well broad. Says she ready for try the L zone. Says she sexy pager and cell phone. She no know the maths, English, nor the spelling so fine. All she know morning or evening, selling time. See the now, look what happened. Soft like a cotton, flesh start to rotten. One man can't satisfy her, she needs more food for the fire. The sex price getting higher, some more money she require. Oh, score and land she desire. So from the prostitution work she won't retire. Flames and fire, burn the flesh seller and the fire. Say she no care a good her boyfriend grudging him up money and bling bling, so she go bed with him. Get disease, see the know it started spreading. She start to seek penicillin cause she's dying. Mercy please, for life she begging. When she hears up to the mark she heading. Say she broke out at the age of 7. She knows she's strip dancing and she's just 11. One man can't satisfy her, she needs more wood for the fire. Say the sex price getting higher, more money she require. Oh, score and land she desire. So from the prostitution work she won't retire. Flames and fire, burn the flesh seller and the fire. So one man can satisfy her, she needs more wood for the fire. The sex price getting higher, some more money she require. Oh, score and land she desire. So from the prostitution work she won't retire. Flames and fire, burn the place, seller and the buyer. She's
the
one man can satisfy.
Yo, you back with Off the Beam Path here on 101.9 CITR. Listen, if you have a Valentine's Day shout out, maybe you have a Valentine's Day story you'd like to share, you can call in at 604-822-2487 at 604-UBC-CITR. You know, it doesn't have to be a great story. It doesn't even have to be a long story. But listen, you know, this is a show that loves love, you know what I mean? And we also love to hate, so you can call in with any of those types of stories, you know, which just feel free to share. Anyways, so one of the things that I like to do, you know, which is call out a bunch of dumb stories that I think that people have written from time to time. And it's one of those things that really bugs me, because when somebody writes something that gets kind of, you know, collected into the zeitgeist, and it just kind of makes you think, and not just makes you think, but it makes you kind of question the things that you felt maybe you might be sure about. Because one of the things that I have learned from learning is that when you start to learn too much, you get a little mad. Like when you start to think about some of the institutions that we just have to believe in, you realize that like things don't have to be this way. But they're taught to you in a way that makes it so it's almost guaranteed it never changes. You start to get upset. You're like, okay, what am I supposed to do about this? This shit sucks. Anyways, that's kind of what this is about, but we'll get to that a little bit later. But one of those things is that this is at least has been in the canon for about, I want to say at least 2 decades, at least since I have learned about money. This is what people have said, which is that yes, money buys happiness, but only until a certain amount. Only until a certain amount. You make $75,000, you'll be good. Like, you'll be good. Like, everybody after that is about the same amount of happiness. And I always thought that was a lot of bullshit. You know, like, I always just assumed that that was bullshit. One, because the $75,000 number never changed. And two, $75,000 is not a lot of money. And that's, and I cannot remember when I realized that $75,000 wasn't a lot of money. And not only was $75,000 not a lot of money, but that was like, but it's also more than the median. And you know, they got a strict. Anyways, they said that $75,000, you'll be good. You'll be happy. You'll be satisfied. Your needs will be taken care of. You know, your family won't hate you. You know, you'll be able to date people. You know, a lot of everything in your life opens up at 75 and you'll just be happy. And a new study contradicts what was widely reported about that. And so this article says income may boost emotional well-being more than we thought. And this, like, obviously the original study was done at Georgetown University in DC in the psychology department, where they said that emotional well-being and flattens around $75,000. Now, that was in 2010. However, a most recent paper in 2024 says happiness increases all the way up to $500,000 in annual income. And I would just say that makes a lot more sense than somebody who has $75,000 income is just as happy as someone who has $300,000 in income. It doesn't make any sense. Anyways, you have to start to question, why would they want us to believe that? You know, that's some of the things. That's the type of conspiracy theories you find out here on Off the Beam Path. Why would they want us to believe that $75,000 is cool? Because $75,000 is not a lot of money, but it is a lot of money at the same time. That's the crazy part. It's like both not a lot, but also will keep you absolutely from starving. But it'll definitely survive in money. Like, I think I don't know what part of TikTok I'm on, but it's kind of nuts. I saw a TikTok the other day that said that, I mean, these people arguing on a podcast. Like, I just can't imagine, like, there's so many, I mean, I say this as someone who is just talking to a mic recreationally myself, but there's just so many people who just do this for fun, you know? Who's listening if everybody's talking? That's a good question. It's something I think about. I'm like, you know, should I just be listening more? And then you listen to some of these people say, and you're like, these people are fucking idiots. Anyways, these people were saying that people who make less than $50,000 shouldn't date. And I'm like, wow, people who make $50,000 aren't deserving of love? That's insane. Especially when at $75,000, they'll be happy. Just as happy as someone who makes $100,000. So you need, listen, all you have to do is make $25,000, you bring it to the table. No, not what they're about. Anyways, because they know the truth. That's one thing about, like, particularly people who are gold diggers. They know the truth. they know that it is better to not be broke. And you can't argue with that. You can't argue with that kind of logic. You cannot argue with that kind of logic. On another note of people who to not trust, if you're trying to kick a cold, doctors say, if you're trying to kick a cold and you have a nagging cough, doctors say the only thing that can save you is time and patience. Now, I don't know about you, but how is everything so, like, was there ever a point where things were just going smooth? Or have we always been living in this kind of, you know, vague, misty precarity where doctors say things like, well, just got to wait and see, you know? Is that especially about a cough? It's like, hey, do something about that. Don't you know it's irritating my throat? Nope. Just going to have to wait. Going to have to wait and check it out. Doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense, but it makes a lot of sense because what does anybody really know? I think that's one of the things that's trippy is that, like, people don't really know. And the only reason that, like, we've been able to continue to stumble forward as a society is because people have put their motivations into just existing. And especially when they have kids, I feel like that's like, it's just like people just have kids and they're like, well, we just got to exist. Everything's got to make sense. And I'm just going to keep moving forward. One foot in front of the other. But when you don't have kids, you don't have that motivation. You're just like, well, I just exist. And this doctor has no idea how to help me out. Anyways, listen, when we get back, I'm going to talk about a little funny Canadian story and then one serious that can maybe save your life. And if maybe not save your life, your family can get paid. Here's TK with Loving Other Drugs.
To mosquitoes, yeah. Running red, I know a couple heads. You need to take a seat and meditate the mess. I find the self-control and only pass the test. Love, sex, drugs, pick your poison if you must. Love, sex, drugs, pick your poison if you must. Can't be in the world of people.
can't play with the squints. Go straight to the point, no needles. I am dust, trying to get soothed again. Tying up all those loose ends, mixing up the hallucinogens. Ooh, don't want me no boogeyman. I scream like it's all Gucci Man. Party like I'm a hooligan. Love, sex, drugs, pick your poison if you want. Love, sex, drugs, pick your poison if you want. Drink, smoke, puff, what's your point of getting butt? Love, sex, drugs, pick your poison if you want. Love, sex, drugs, pick your poison if you want. Drink, smoke, puff, what's your point of getting butt?
Someday you'd meet me in the deep end.
Hear the voices in my head decide, and you know I just needed a reason.
Should I lay down and die without you by my side? Can you hear me cry? All the things you've said.
And then you tell me that I can't get away from the pain when it's staring in my face.
Back off the beaten path here on 101.9 CICR. Listen. Don't be ashamed to call in to talk about some of your stories. Listen, I have, you know, I have some Valentine's Day stories. Most of them are just okay. None of them are crazy. No crazy stories. Say my craziest story was probably in college, where I remember, you know, just kind of remember how fast things used to, like, everything felt so fast and like it manifested so quickly. I met my then girlfriend on the Sunday, which happened to be the 8th of February. That's because I remember it was Sunday. Then we ended up playing Mario Kart for like 5 days straight. And then on the 14th, Saturday, went to a party and broke up. It's crazy, whirlwind. And it involved someone named Alfonso, and I'll never forgive that man. Anyways, back to the stories. So, one of the things is, we are living in times that are extremely bleak. Like, not only are we living in bleak times, but so many people just do not seem to care. And I feel like the next few stories really kind of emphasize just how bleak and dark the world is. And you're going to, at first, you're going to be like, okay, this is a story about dating, this is a story about AI, and this is a story about judges, right? And you're going to be like, how are these all connected? The connected is the common darkness that we exist within. And I find that the radio gives me a place to share some of my most, I don't want to say, not even controversial, but just kind of share the most, just like, damn, this is just where we exist in, you know, like this is just kind of our existence. And I want to bring that to other people, to bring that to their attention, because I know, listen, people are inundated with types of wild stuff all the time. And I haven't found a good story about an animal attacking a human being in a long time, which makes me feel like the animals are losing a little bit, and that makes me a little sad. So with that sadness, it leads me to a deeper darkness. You know, it doesn't allow for the lightness when you feel like there's not imbalance. Like, we are definitely in an imbalance situation. Like, where, I mean, this is not an American show, but I'm American. So far, maybe a few more years to check back in and see how that's going. But right now, you know, this November, the election is coming up. It's another one of those elections that is the most important elections of our lifetime. And, you know, as an American, I'll do my civil duty on behalf of, you know, you all here in Canada. Listen, because as soon as the United States realizes that they need this place, it's a wrap. Like, Canada's going to get gentrified. Like, I don't understand what y'all think is going to happen here, but, like, you know, you're just holding off the inevitable, which is that Canada will be gentrified by the United States, and it won't look good. Like, it's just like people in the United States are just going to be like, hey, we need this, and they're just going to have to capitulate and give it to them. But anyways, it's kind of nuts that we have a election coming up and the best candidates are so old, we wouldn't even let them coach football teams. Like, that's the craziest part about football, is that people don't understand, is that, one, these people work a lot longer and harder than they should probably in their life. But then also, there comes a time where you're too old to coach football, not because you can't do it anymore, just because you cannot lead a football team, because the job is difficult and it's hard and it's not made for people who are over 65. Like, it's not made for 70-year-old people. It's just too much stress, too much traveling, too much commitment, too much worried about stuff. And that's just things that we have come to the conclusion that, like, yeah, maybe some of these things shouldn't be up to old people. However, in the United States, we're like, no, we're going to have the oldest president we're ever going to have had in 2024. And that is just because we had the oldest president we've ever had was elected in 2020. And the oldest president elected before that was in 2016. So, like, we are just especially wild because, like, people, we like to talk about how progressive we're getting and how much we're moving to the left and how much we are moving away from the central power of old white men. But yet we are actually addicted to hiring old white men for the most important job, we say, on the planet. So we'll see how that goes. Anyways, we don't have many options. No good ones. No good options. I can't believe these are the best options we have. 450 million people, and these are the best. These are the best two we can do. Doesn't make any sense. Anyways, so first about the judge. Judge resigns after being caught texting from bench during murder trial of toddler. The woman suspended herself in October before fully stepping down. Now, like, this is one thing that people don't understand is that, like, judges are like cops who went to law school. So, like, whenever you think about all the horrible shit that cops do, judges are doing that same horrible shit, except for they have gowns and they get to pretend like they are righteous and are the arbiter of truth and all that's right in the world. And that's just not true. We see lots of misconduct from judges. I mean, I watch judge TV shows, and you cannot tell me that those people are just like the cream. Even though I like all the judges on TV, you know, shout out to Judge Mathis, Judge Joe Brown, Judge Judy. What's the lady in the People's Court? I liked her a lot. She was one of the best ones. But the judge texting during the trial, like, can you imagine if you just caught the judge, like, just like, you know, like, not even, doesn't even have the gall to just pull the phone out and text, but you know they're doing the one where it's under the table and you can see them looking down, like they're trying to text without looking at the screen, and you could just see them making sure, looking to see if they got the right, you know, you could just like, damn, they're like, damn, I misspelled that. They're going back. You could just see them look at it a little long, deleting something. Man, that would be infuriating. If you were the prosecutor or the defense, I mean, this person killed a toddler, so that person should be going to jail anyways, but just Tracy Soderstrom, just in Oklahoma, is out here just not withholding the Constitution, can't even focus. Like, I wonder what she had to say. She sent more than 500 text messages during the trial. And not only was she texting other people, but texting the bailiff about the case. Just seems like a whole lot of mixed conduct. And it's just like, hey, listen, the judge is going to do that. That's what you have to understand, that not every judge graduated at the top of their class either. I was talking about this with one of my coworkers, which is that there are a lot of mediocre people out here. And people don't like to think about that because they're absolutely one of them. And I can say that. Like, I feel like you should be able to say confidently, say, like, maybe I might be mediocre, you know? I might be pretty average. But then you have to realize that, like, hey, that means if you're average and, you know, you're like, yeah, I'm okay, half of the people in the world are worse. So, you know, take that with you. Anyways, when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about not only how this judge shows the darkness that exists within our judicial system, but I'm going to show you just we can go a little bit darker, especially as we start talking about love.
What I need, pretty nigga, palm trees. Got my own money, bitches, nothing you can buy me. Nope, Brooklyn, baby, we could take it there. And if they want smoke, we can put it in the air, yeah. This shit is a girl blunt. I only smoke girl blunts. This shit is a girl blunt. I only smoke girl blunts. This shit is a girl blunt. I only smoke girl blunts. This shit is a girl blunt. I only smoke girl blunts. What you say? What that mean? I don't know. Top shelf, bitch, I'm on the honor roll. Hot fire, make your nigga stop and roll. That booty, ooh, she jiggle like a jelly roll.
Damn.
Chocolate, I'm looking edible. Running through the money, bitch, I feel incredible. Invite me to your party, but I never go. I be too caught up with that bankroll. My dude, real hood, mouth full of gold. Real, real hood, do rag on. Ambitious nigga, damn, he got it going on. He just graduated college about a week ago. You can work at CVS as long as you don't keep me stressed. Cause I need a nigga that's yes, yes. I'm not with the disrespect, it's me with that indirect. Smoke him like a cigarette, puff pass. This shit is a girl blunt. I only smoke girl blunts. This shit is a girl blunt. I only smoke girl blunts.
What you say, what you say?
This shit is a girl blunt. I only smoke girl blunts. This shit is a girl blunt. I only smoke girl blunts. Blunt. I only smoke girl blunts. This shit is a girl blunt. I only smoke girl blunts. This shit is a girl blunt.
You back at Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. CA, listen, like I have been telling you for the past 52 weeks, donate to CITR, donate to the fund drive, donate to all of the amazing programming that goes on here. Everybody who does a show here at CITR is doing it completely under their own volition to be a part of the community and kind of give back. And listen, now I know that you're listening to the radio right now and you do not give back nearly enough. Or even if you do give back, you know that you feel like, damn, I could be doing a little bit more. And one thing that you could do is you could donate to CITR. Listen, I was reading one thing about CITR is so many people who come through the studio and they leave all different types of information or pamphlets or, you know, writings that they feel like, you know, that are important to them. And somebody left a little note that talked about the indigenous band that they belong to and how important smudging was in their culture and how they share that with CITR and love having the open space here and love being able to share the culture and smudge here and provide good energy and good vibes and good spirits here. And to one, remind people not to buy sage from the store. And also to remind people that for them and for many other people here that CITR is a sacred place and that if you can't give your time and you can't give your own program, you can't give your voice, then maybe you should give a little bit of money. And you can still do that even if you don't feel like you can be a part of the fun drive. Listen, you can still be a part of the fun and drive your wallet to the bank. Anyways, like I said, it's February 13th. Listen, you know that it's Valentine's Day tomorrow and either you have a Valentine and maybe you like them, or you don't have Valentine's Day, and you know exactly which day, you know, maybe you like them, and you know exactly which day it is, or maybe you don't like them, or maybe you don't have Valentine's, and you know that it is Valentine's Day, and you're like, damn, I just want to find somebody who's, you know, my match, and listen, there is an app for you, there's an app for you to find anybody that you kind of like. You want to find a farmer, they got an app for that. You want to find a religious person, they got apps for that. And if you want to find someone who has good credit, there is a dating app for that as well. The app requires prospective users to have good to excellent credit. It's called the Neon Money Club, and it was launched a new dating app called Score. And this is for people who are looking for love and trying to find other singles who have excellent credit scores. Financial wellness often takes a back seat. And at Neon Money Club, their mission is to inject financial awareness into the fabric of everyday life. To achieve this, we have to take the conversation places that's normally not discussed. Luke Bailey, the CEO of Lifestyle Finance Platforms, and scores to make matches based on credit. Now, that couldn't go wrong at all. And I think that I understand. I understand not wanting to be in a relationship with somebody who's broke. But it feels very Black Mirror-esque, where we are now looking at the scores of people and seeing if they're worthy of dating someone like me. And it's just very interesting. I find that, like, I was talking about this with a coworker today, just kind of how this feels like the year. Obviously, this is like the year of AI, and we just had the year of the metaverse and the year of the Bitcoin and the year of the blockchain and the year of Web 3, and then we had the year of, what was before that? It was just something. And so, like, but one of those years in the past, maybe 2018 or 2017, was the year of shaming China for having their, like, citizen credit system. And one of the things that they did was, in China, was this is what, obviously, our newspaper said, that people were given scores based off of, like, them as people, and then people, they used that to kind of, like, rank people. And it was like this, I remember it being on Fox News as, like, this thing that was so horrible, and how could China dehumanize people and make, you know, and bring this system to life, and how horrible it is, and as if we in the United States or in North America have nothing like that. And so I think that it is just fitting, just right before Valentine's Day, that they released this app that is no way going to connect more people. Like, especially because, like, obviously you can't look at somebody and see if they have good credit or bad credit. But how, I mean, this is a app that is just like another meant to be exclusionary, as if dating apps aren't exclusionary enough. You know, but if you know, it's Valentine's Day, so listen, I encourage everybody to stick it to the man and not buy anything. But, you know, if you have to buy something for, you know, a person that in which you care about, maybe you should think about making it. And if you, this is just some advice, listen, don't listen to me. If you don't have Valentine's Day, maybe you should just hate a little harder tomorrow. Just hate a little bit harder. Go sit in a restaurant by yourself and scowl. It might feel good. Thanks for tuning in to Off the Beaten Path. Listen, we do this every Tuesday. Didn't even talk about the Super Bowl in the show because, you know what? Nobody gives a shit about that. Well, I'm out. Tune in next Tuesday, 8 to 10, Crimes and Treasons. Then stick with me, 10 to 11, Off the Beaten Path. Have a good week. I'm out.
Giovanni Fenino e quello è pirata o lui già un gogo guarin guaya guai fe caro peggi a guan bari fedada momo preferon